That base is made of granite. They are not breaking at all. This problem is the independents, the people on the fence. Are they going to, you know, where are they going?
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I speak with Tim Malloy, a polling analyst with the Quinnipiac University Poll. In its latest survey, former Vice President Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump 52-42% among likely 2020 presidential election race voters. It's the first time this year the poll has focused on likely voters instead of registered voters.
We start with registered, and now we've gone down to likely, which is a better reading on where things are going. And the 10-point lead is a big deal right now, and it's slightly smaller than the registered voter poll, but it is a significant problem for the president when you look at the numbers and all the other questions involved with this poll.
Why is the difference between registered and likely voters who have been polled by Quinnipiac so important?
Well, I think it seems like a simple, wise guy answer, but likely is you're more likely. Registered, a lot of people, you know, only half the people, I think 55% of the people who could vote.
In terms of where the president is, the poll found that likely voters say the country is worse off than it was 4 years ago. What was the margin there?
Well, 6 in 10 likely voters think the country has lost ground. That's a big category, lost ground, but that's not the kind of thing that the president wants to hear. And this has all evolved in the last 6 months. This has all evolved since the coronavirus. The president's approvals and everything else were never great, but have gone south since then. So that's significant. 6 in 10 feeling the country's lost ground. It used to be a more optimistic country.
Do you have a sense of why that is?
Well, I mean, everything we've polled since coronavirus, the president has gotten very, very bad grades on how he's handled it. And then you throw in the last couple of months, certainly the last month, racial strife. There are great concerns the president's not handling it well. We asked that question, and Biden ends up way ahead of him on handling racial issues. So it's like a double whammy. The president, some would say self-inflicted, he's hurt himself.
Now, just to be clear, was this poll conducted after both conventions?
This poll was taken right after both conventions, and it's interesting because neither candidate got much of a bump, maybe Biden a little bit more than Trump. So in a lot of ways, the conventions were inconsequential as far as the numbers go.
Interesting. If I were President Trump or his team looking for a silver lining in this poll, I might settle on the fact that you found Joe Biden with a very mixed favorability rating, right?
Yeah, Biden doesn't have a very high favorability rating. The president has a less favorability rating. I mean, the upside for the president remains that he is tied or slightly in the lead on who would best handle the economy. That's what he's always had. He's got less of a grip on that with voters now than he did, but that's the one glimmer of hope he has there. But everything else is really negative.
So it seems, looking at the poll here, that although voters might not love Joe Biden head-to-head with President Trump, they think that Biden would just do a better job in a wide range of categories.
Racial inequality, Biden 58% over 36% for the president. Handling response to the coronavirus, 56 for Biden, 40 for the president. Handling health care, 55-41 Biden. Handling a crisis, 53-43 Biden. On those from-the-gut subset questions and issues, Biden clobbers the president.
What about when it comes to the economy? I mean, most presidential elections ultimately boil down to how people are thinking about the economy.
You know, it does. And health care is right up there right now in law and order on the streets. But yes, the economy is at the top. 60% of likely voters describe the economy as not so good or poor. 37% say excellent or good. Those are not the kind of numbers we've been seeing over the last 3 years. There's been an optimism about the economy, and that has gone in deeply into the ground in the last 4 or 5 months.
Also found it really interesting because we hear so much about polarization and tribalization in the country that when it came to the coronavirus, Republicans, by and large, said things are getting better in your poll, and Democrats, by and large, said, well, they're getting worse.
Well, does that surprise anyone? I mean, talk about polarization. I mean, this disparity on every issue is like that. But coronavirus may be a little bit more alarming, depending on where you stand on it, you know, depending on which party you're in. You know, it's just, and we've seen that in states. We just don't do national polls. We know we do big states, too. It's not even a health issue. It's a partisan issue, I think, when it comes down to what a lot of people say about it.
Back to the presidential race, you know, there's been a lot made of Republicans for Biden and Democrats for Trump. Both parties tried to present those cases during their conventions. But you really found just incredible party loyalty here, right? I mean, Republicans are not breaking away from the president in any significant amount, are they?
No, I mean, actually, the headline today is more Republican leaders are siding with Biden. But no, I mean, the president has a 43% approval rating. He goes from about 39 to 43, and that base is made of granite. They are not breaking at all. This problem is the independents, the people on the fence. Are they going to, you know, where are they going? And older people, as we've spoken before, you know, they helped to get the president elected. They were the most vulnerable to the coronavirus. Those are the ones that are turning away from the president right now. So that's one of the ones you got to watch. But yeah, no, nothing, nobody moves. Yeah, you get the sense that everybody's kind of set in stone right now as we approach the election.
Well, the last time we talked, Quinnipiac had just found President Trump with his lowest approval rating in years and years. And I asked you if there was time for him to turn it around. The dynamics of this race seem pretty well set with 8 weeks to go. What's your sense of how this plays out?
Well, I mean, you know, he has gotten up to 43%, but I doubtful that he'll get above that. And is that enough? And, you know, when you look at the backdrop of the racial strife on the streets, the coronavirus, you know, now there's word that there might be a vaccine, but can the president take credit for that? I mean, what can he grab a hold of other than he's kind of in a tie on the economy that's going to win him over people that are not sure? This is not 4 years ago. This is a different time. We know Trump, whether you love him or don't, you know him. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of last-minute voters, I guess is the point. What does he have to do? A lot of people think empathy and enthusiasm and all of that. Are we seeing that? Not so sure.
And I don't know if you want to get into this at all, but I did see an analysis from Nate Silver over at 538 that showed, you know, the closer the popular vote is, the more likely Trump is to win again. And that for Biden to really, you know, have a high probability of winning the White House, he's got to keep something close to the margin that you found in this poll, you know, over 5% difference. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case, 5 or 6, you know, and then there's certain states. I mean, the president pretty much has to win Florida, which where right now he is probably about tied. So it's going to come down to Florida again, probably, or could. Yeah, I think, and then, you know, the whole male versus not male, whether the president will you know, is he laying the groundwork for it's a hoax already? This is a mess, you know. it's a mess now. Can you imagine what it's going to be like come election day? Unless Biden crushes him by 10 points, I think we're going to be talking about this election well past Christmas.
And is it true that races usually tighten at the end?
Yeah, generally does. God, who knows what with this, though, you know. But yes, usually it does. Usually it does.
Tim Malloy is a polling analyst with the Quinnipiac University poll. Tim, as always, a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for taking all this time.
Ian, call anytime. Thank you.
All right. That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.